From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey is a step closer to banning cell phones in public classrooms in grades K through 12.
The bill passed 63-3 in the Assembly, and nobody objected to it in the state Senate. So now, on its way to Governor Murphy's desk, and he already said he would sign it into law before leaving office, meaning the state education department will now come up with guidelines to help local school boards write up specific policies on students using the devices. There would be exceptions for when school officials believe they'd be helpful in classes, and a lot of New Jersey's 600 or so districts already have policies in place for using cell phones at school. This will make the rules more uniform around the state. Levon Putney, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The biggest school district in Somerset County will be getting ready for school to start at a different time starting in the fall. Bridgewater-Raritan Regional School District has about 8,000 students split among primary schools, two intermediate, one middle, and one large high school. School officials say times will shift with the launch of full-day district-wide kindergarten and significant changes to grade configurations. Bridgewater-Raritan Regional High School will have its start time pushed later by 40 minutes to 8 a.m., while 7th and 8th graders will start 40 minutes earlier at 7:30 a.m. Not happy about New Jersey's gas tax going up 4.2 cents January 1st? Well, don't point the finger at Governor Murphy.
Folks, if you're listening out there, this is not me. It's a formula that was in place to fund the Transportation Trust Fund before I got here.
Murphy making his comments on Ask Governor Murphy program on News 12 New Jersey under former Governor Chris Christie. The state's gas tax not only was hiked but evolved, tying future increases to revenue needs for the state's Transportation Trust Fund. New Jersey's hotly contested governor's race was not only the most expensive one in state history, but one of the most costly in U.S. history, according to the state's election finance watchdog and reported by NJ.com. In a report released, candidates and outside groups spent more than $259 million across the primary and general elections in the battle to succeed Governor Murphy. That's the fourth most amount ever spent on a governor's race in U.S. history. California's 2010 gubernatorial election tops the list. Even though Democrat Mikey Sherrill beat Republican Jack Cettarelli, Cettarelli outraised and outspent Sherrill, raising $21.5 million and spending $19.8 million. Sherrill raised $21.1 million and spent $19.3 million. A bill headed to Governor Murphy's desk would expand paid family leave protections to businesses in New Jersey with as few as 15 employees. Under current state law, workers are only offered family leave if their employers have 30 or more employees. This bill would expand the benefit to smaller employers, cleared the state assembly last year, and advanced out of a state Senate committee last week. Family leave allows people to take time off to care for a sick relative or a new baby while collecting 85% of their earnings. New Jersey continues to see growth in electric vehicles.
The Murphy administration is highlighting the growing number of electric vehicles on New Jersey roadways over the last decade. There were about 11,000 electric vehicles registered in the state in 2016, and now that number stands at 280,000. EVs make up about 14% of new vehicle sales in New Jersey. Going forward, the recommendations outlined in a New Jersey Zero Emission Vehicle Roadmap report include expanding zero emission vehicle incentives, expanding charging infrastructure, and investing in grid upgrades. Despite the growth, EV infrastructure continues to lag behind demand. Annette Petticcioni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State lawmakers have passed a measure to require social media companies to provide a 24-hour hotline where account holders could speak with a live customer service rep to report fraud like hacked accounts. State Senator Andrew Zwicker of Hillsboro is one of the prime sponsors.
I have yet to meet a person who has had a real positive experience with some of these automated tools. Maybe someday in the future we can get there, but currently what we need is a real person who can talk us through this.
The bill now sent to the governor's desk would make social media companies ignoring the fraud hotline requirements an unlawful practice and a finable violation of the Consumer Fraud Act. Now that New York State has granted licenses for three casinos to be built in the near future, will this hurt the Atlantic City market? Jane Bakanevich, director of Stockton University's Lloyd D. Levinson Institute of Gaming, Hospitality, and Tourism, says many of AC's current visitors come from the New York City area.
So it will hurt Atlantic City, at least in the short run, as people want to see the new places and see what they have to offer. But in the long run, Atlantic City has a lot of unique properties that New York doesn't have. So they can be successful in the long run.
She says Atlantic City properties have been planning for this and have been implementing strategies, including spending more than $200 million last year in renovations. And be careful this holiday and winter season. The flu has arrived early in New Jersey. There has been such a surge of cases recently, which has led to crowded hospitals and urgent care centers. State health officials say the early spike is weeks ahead of last year's outbreak. The main culprit is type A flu. Cases of RSV and COVID-19 have also seen a slight uptick, but not as much as the flu. And doctors say almost all of the patients who are hospitalized have not had this year's vaccine. For the latest New Jersey news, go to nj1015.com. Thank you for supporting New Jersey 101.5. We wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season.